Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to 2022 in Acts of the Blood God. I'm your host, Kat Bailey, and with me, as always, my lovely co-host, Nadia Oxford.
Hello, Kat. I can't wait to keep on writing 2020 on my stuff because I haven't even advanced past that.
And also Eric Van Allen.
Yeah, it's all just one giant blur to me. We've lost many years in this, and we're all just trapped in the time void. So I'm sure 22 is a number to somebody, but it's nothing to me.
Folks, it's been exactly 1 year since Acts of the Blood God launched its Patreon back in 2021. And oh my gosh, it was a resounding success. We thank you so much for supporting Acts of the Blood God through everything. We did a lot of really fun stuff over the course of the year. We put a lot of great RPGs in the Pantheon. We did Summer of the Rings. We made cool commemorative year one pins. And we ranked Final Fantasy Tales of and Cowboy Bebop. There's a ridiculous amount of exclusive content for all of our patrons. So you can go and see through our catalogs. And if you have a hard time finding it, go check out bloodgodpod.com, the website that we built over the course of the year. We also added Eric to the pod as an official co-host. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
I try. Look, I'm here.
The comments have been really nice. Like the last few reviews on the Apple Podcast feed have been like, oh, I love Eric. He adds so much to the show. He's great.
I like to think that I just add chaos, you know, like Yennefer, you know, I bring chaos into the world.
Yeah, the thing I really like about having Eric on the show is that he brings a different perspective and he catches a lot of the stuff that we might have missed otherwise, especially in terms yes. of indie RPGs. So I think the breadth of our coverage has expanded dramatically since adding Eric to the show. And besides that, we just vibe really well between the three of us. It's a lot of fun.
I think so. And I'm glad to have Eric on because I know he gets kind of, I don't know if the word's insulted when I suggest he's a good younger influence. Like he's fresh blood that we can drain for energy. But it's a good dynamic to have around because I tend to miss things. Kat tends to miss things. We like to stick to our niches because we're old and like, you know, just these old hens in a nest. And Eric is the youngster who gets us off our ass.
Hey, I'm about to be at least a middle. If not an old, I'm about to be at least a middle. So
yeah, as soon as you hit 30, nobody can trust you anymore.
No longer truly a young anymore.
Nope.
I'm just imagining the blood god going, ah, fresh meat.
Fresh blood.
Well, 2022 is going to be a great year for games between Elden Ring, Starfield, Breath of the Wild 2, which, of course, we are covering. We're about to do the 2022 RPG preview recording, and we're just going down the list of games, and it was just like, oh my God, 2022 is just going to be absolutely stacked for RPGs. It's going to be an incredibly exciting year.
Not only is it stacked with stuff we know is coming, but there's always a surprise or two that just whips in from the folds. And so I'm ready for whatever the year deigns to give me.
So here are some changes you can expect to the Patreon this year. The first one, and this is a big one, going forward, weekly episodes will release at the same time for both backers and people on the free feed. So here's the reason we're doing this. We really like to create as much value as possible for the people who are using our Patreon by giving them lots of specials and other things. But it was really hurting the ability for the show to actually grow because people just weren't finding value in the free feed, given that it's a news-focused podcast and the news was typically a week old. So going forward, we just think it's going to be a better product overall if everybody gets access to the episodes at the same time on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's generally the best way to go, just kind of looking at our statistics and everything. And hearing people not necessarily complain, but kind of point out, hey, the news is behind this week, what's going on? And it eliminates confusion as well, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it makes the most sense for what we're doing with the weekly episodes, if it's going to be what we're playing, news, that sort of thing, a very current trends podcast, that it lets us do that while also growing, bringing in new listeners. And then I think that also opens us up to put more things on the special feed and add more value to the Patreon in other ways rather than just early episodes.
To make up for that, specials will now be fully paywalled for listeners at the $5 level and above, so that if you're at the $5 level, you get something tangible. Okay, so we're not going to do the week early thing with specials anymore. Basically, shows like Charlayne and Dropouts will now be fully behind the $5 tier, as well as the other specials that we do. We do a lot. We do three specials per month, or two or three specials per month. So there's going to be a lot. We're going to do another summer series, Summer of the Rings, but, you know, possibly for a different movie, or possibly even for a game.
Summer of Narnia. Let's do.
Oh, now we're talking.
So bad.
Yes, they sure were. But yeah, so that is how we're going to go for it. So if you subscribe at the $5 level, you will get access to all of the specials that go up. And if you're a Final Fantasy XIV fan, you'll get access to Charlayne Dropouts, which will continue in 2022. You can talk about all of the expansion stuff and all of the patches and everything that is coming out around that time.
Consider it part of your sub. You don't pay my sub. Well, yes, I do. Well, no, I don't. Well, now you pay doubles. I don't know. I don't know where that joke was going. Sorry, everyone.
And here are some other specials we would like to do. We'd like to rank the Dragon Quest games.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are going to be other interesting discussions that we're going to have. Maybe some interviews in there. Maybe we'll do special discussions around movies or TV shows that end up coming out. We're also open to suggestions, honestly. We tried a lot of different things, and the thing that seemed to land the hardest was usually our ranking episodes. People just love ranking episodes. They really do.
People like numbers. And even though I like to put things on tiers, people like that too. But it's they like to see letters and numbers and how they kind of line up with their own personal preferences.
Ooh, it's number one, damn it.
Now we're talking. That's what we got to do, tier maker stream.
And finally, this is the big one. We're adding a brand new tier. Yes. Patrons at the $25 level will have access to all of our account content. But here's the kicker. They will also get access to a special pre and post show where they can hang out with us, chat with us, and everything. We'll respond. We'll gab. You get to see an additional side of Axe of the Blood God, shall we say. And you can watch us record the episode live. So you can just hang out. Yes. And enjoy Blood God Unfiltered, shall we say.
Blood God is sausage making. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I mean, it's just going to be chaos.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
I feel like this is a good combination of both the idea of us doing a little bit more streaming and also some of the Blood God After Dark that we had joked about, of just kind of a let your hair down sort of stream that y'all will get to see. I imagine a lot of goofiness, a lot of the stuff that sometimes gets cut out. You know, sometimes Nadia slips a little bit of goofiness back in there at the end, but
yeah, you can see the weird stuff that gets cut out.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. Live. You don't have to wait for live. You don't have to wait for the recording.
And we are going to, so Discord has made some updates recently, and we changed our Discord to a community Discord, which means that we can do something equivalent to Clubhouse, which is that people can be in the channel watching us, and we don't have an artificial limit this time around like we did last time. Which
that
is
was
really
a real
nice.
Thing.
That was a real thing. Yeah, I remember that. And we were kind of learning on the fly.
We were. Again, going back to how great Eric is, he's really good at the technical stuff like that. I'm still not great at YouTube and video and stuff.
Well, neither am I. So it's, once again, a good reason to have Eric on board. But yeah, we'll have a couple special channels that the backers at that tier will be able to access, and they'll be able to chat with us and everything while listening and watching us gab about RPGs and everything. But it's not just that. If you're at the $25 level, and this goes for $50 and $100 patrons as well, they get access to all of this. So, but we anybody at the $25 level and above gets a free year two pin. Yes, we're doing a run of year two pins and other extra gifts that we're going to come up with. And we're going to give some exclusive deals on merch, possibly even some exclusive merch that you'll be able to purchase. So we got a lot of ideas. So
what we should do is we should remember that episode of The Simpsons where Marge's face was on a t-shirt and it's completely warped. We should make one of those with our faces.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
No, I want to get an illustrator who can do some like high quality merch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that's still pretty funny.
Some high quality.
What are those amazing hoodies?
I would love a hoodie with like our 300th episode on it. Yeah, that was fantastic.
I would love to get that ahead of PAX East, for example.
Because, there you go.
Hey, we're thinking about going to PAX East this year.
We are.
Yeah, unless Omicron Transformer episode.
Omicron.
Like Transformer virus kills us all first.
I like to call it the Lure virus.
Because Omicron per CI8, yes.
Yep. Bang, zoom, straight to Omicron variant.
We live in a hellscape.
We sure do. But yeah, we're planning on going to PAX East. One of the things we've been doing over the course of the past year is that we've been putting aside money each month. And we have a decent amount of money now. And that should be enough to pay for Eric and Nadia to be able to go to PAX East. So I'm also going. But we'll see. But
you're not going to Burning Man this time.
I'm not going to Burning Man. Well, that's PAX West.
Yeah, but that was pretty great. That was a great year. That was fun.
Yeah, but yeah, I think all three of us are going to be there, and we're going to do a panel, and we're going to do a meetup, and maybe we'll do it in tandem with Retronauts. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, I would very much look forward to that. Because, of course, if we are at PAX, which hopefully will be the case, then we probably will find ourselves on, like, Retronauts panels as well and stuff that. So we would definitely make
so many
the most
panels.
Out of it.
I'll be all on NBC, that kind of thing. I'd probably be going with IGN. But yeah, so that is another thing to look forward to. And I got a few more year one pins. I'll bring those with me. And so people who come hang out with us will be able to buy year one pins.
We will buy your love.
By the way, if you still want a year one pin, just DM me. I've been selling them kind of piecemeal and that kind of thing. And Eric, I got to send you a year one pin as well. I owe you a year one pin.
I'm always happy to get more pins.
So we've learned a lot from this past year in terms of what works with the community, how to do events, what works with the podcast, what doesn't work with the podcast, what works with the Patreon, what doesn't work with the Patreon. Even the formatting of the actual episodes, I think, has been steadily improving. I've been really enjoying the Nadia's Nostalgia Nook and Eric's contributions. Here's the thing. Maybe we should name that. We should come up with a good name for that segment, honestly.
I don't know. It's like Untitled Goose Game, you know?
Untitled Eric segment?
Yeah, Untitled Eric segment.
Welcome to the Untitled Eric segment. I'm going to call it that from now on.
You can keep calling it that. I like that.
I was going to call mine Insipid Nadia Ramblings. But
we're going to put currently playing back at the front of the episodes because it makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and what we were discussing the other day when we were talking about this, and I think is true, is that it's a great warm-up. Mm. So I think it belongs to the front.
Anyway, so yeah, those are the updates that you can look forward to on the Patreon in 2022. We're looking forward to another amazing year of Acts of the Blood God, and we thank our backers so much for all of their support, especially Brian C. Nerd, exclusively Lex and Valexia, who are our wonderful mods over at the Discord. The Discord has been absolutely lovely. I love the cadence of it.
Yes.
It is so chill and so wholesome and so positive. Whenever a $100 patron comes on a show, everybody is just going, wow, I love the episode. And there's lots of wonderful comments and everything. It just warms my heart.
Yeah, it's been a really great year for myself, like kind of discovering what I can do and what my limits are and what they go beyond. I just never really saw myself ever podcasting for a living, and I'm glad I do. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely am glad I do. It's just the strangest thing to me. So it's been a wild year, and I'm sure Kat and Eric as well are just like overwhelmed beyond words for your support, especially in such hard times when things are uncertain, jobs like being the least of all, not the least of all, and just I'm glad that we can at least talk a little bit about RPGs and, you know, let you forget about things for a while and relax.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's just so much room for us to keep growing. And it's been really exciting to join on this as the newcomer and bring in new ideas. And I'm sure going into the new year, there are a couple ideas I've been floating by Kat in the background of stuff that I can do to spur things up here as well. So I think there's just so much room for potential and opportunity still to just deliver more Blood God excellence. And so it's exciting. It's going to be a good year. And we got a lot of good fodder to work with. Like Kat was mentioning earlier, so many games coming out in 2022. So.
All right, let's get back to the podcasting. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to send feedback on the show, do me a favor, send it to me on Twitter at @_KatBot. You can send it at kat@bloodgodpod.com. Or if you're on the Discord, just DM me or drop something in suggestions. We read all of it. Even if we don't always necessarily respond. So. Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. We look forward to an amazing 2022. Thank you so much for your support. And for Nadia, Eric, and myself, happy adventuring.